Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Hollywood is sorority racist. It's like, we like you, Rhonda, but you're not a Kappa.
Well, that, of course, is Chris Rock at the Academy Awards earlier this year, commenting on the fact that the Academy nominated all white actors for this year's Oscars. In fact, only nine actors of color have been nominated for an Oscar in the last 5 years. Well, in Boston, there's already a well-established movement to change the industry, to challenge not just the actors, but the stories about people of color that we see on screen. That is the goal of the Roxbury International Film Festival, now in its 18th year. And joining us to talk about it is Lisa Simmons. She is the director of the Roxbury International Film Festival and president and founder of the Color of Film Collaborative. Lisa, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So tell us the quick story of the genesis of the festival. How did it get started?
So it got started 18 years ago with a grant to ACT Roxbury, an organization that was part of Madison Park Development Corporation that doesn't exist anymore, but they wanted to do something around a festival type of thing, and they pulled the color film in because we had just started at that time as well. So the two organizations sort of said, hey, let's do a festival, because a lot of these filmmakers that were in Massachusetts and in the Boston area weren't getting into other festivals. So mm-hmm. It was like, let's do a festival that focuses on supporting local independent filmmakers who are making films about people of color.
Now, they weren't getting into other festivals because...
even though they were great films, it was oftentimes back then, and it's still the same today, it's an understanding issue of the issues of people of color, mm-hmm. right? So it might be, yeah, it's a great film, but it's not really going to resonate with our audience. Oh, yeah, it's doing well here, but it's not necessarily going to do well with, you know, some festival in Santa Barbara or whatever. So it was sort of a call to say, you know, there's a lot of good work going on here, and we want to make sure that that vision and that voice is shared
yeah.
with a larger audience, because people were just showing it to their friends and in their living rooms and getting a little frustrated by not being able to share it with a writer.
Right. So I want to talk about some of the films featured in this year's festival. But before we do that, I mean, what is your take right now on the fact that there is some pushback? I mean, there was concerted pushback around the Oscars about the lack of diversity in Hollywood.
I mean, of course there's going to be pushback. I mean, I think the cry was that it wasn't that there wasn't any film or any one actor that shouldn't have been there. That's the problem. It's one thing if you didn't have a slate of films that should have been in Oscar contention, and that really raises the issue of what's going on here. Why is this happening? So mm-hmm. you're going to have this cry, and you're going to have people saying, you know, there's no equity. Where's the equity? And why are we still in 2016 having the same issue that we were having in 1952.
Right. So let's talk about the films and the filmmakers that people can get to know at the Roxbury International Film Festival. The first one I want to talk to is called Confused by Love, and it's a romantic comedy, and we've got a little bit of tape here.
My husband's broke. I mean, we haven't had sex in I don't know how long, and I can't even buy anything out of a Gucci store.
So tell us a little bit about this film and why it's in the festival.
So this is a film by Crosby Tatum, who's a local filmmaker, actually grew up in Hyde Park. He came to the festival a couple of years ago with another film that actually didn't make it into the festival. And, you know, one of the things about the Roxbury International Film Festival, it's about supporting independent filmmakers, right? That's what we do. We love filmmakers. So we offered Crosby a pass to come and meet filmmakers and network and see other films, and he did, and he came back. Now this year submitted this particular film, and we were like, this is great. You know, I mean, this is all about, it's all about growing, and the film's funny. It has a lot of local actors in it. It was shot all in and around Boston, and it screens tonight at 6:00 at the Museum of Fine Arts, and he and his cast and his crew are so excited to be part of RIFF, and we're so excited to have him in it, because this was our mission. This yeah. is really what we wanted to do, And it's exciting, so it'll be very exciting.
And that's screening tonight.
That's screening tonight.
We'll have information, by the way, about that at our website, radioboston.org. Now, there's another film that I think looks absolutely fascinating. It's called Nine Rides, and it's about an Uber driver picking up nine rides on New Year's Eve and the stories with those nine rides, shot entirely on an iPhone 6S. Now, we have a little cut here of director Matthew Cherry talking about his film Nine Rides at South by Southwest earlier this year.
We shot like real Uber rides, so our driver would be set up at the start point with nobody in the car. I would lay in the back seat. The sound mixer would lay in the trunk. And then our driver, Dory Missick, would literally pull up to the next destination. The rider would get in the car, and then they would drive for like 5 or 10 minutes to the real destination.
So tell us more about Nine Rides.
Great, great film. I mean, Matthew Cherry was at our festival a couple of years ago. He actually opened the festival with a film called The Last Fall about football, about the NFL and football players. And it was a really poignant film. And he's a former NFL player, right, turned filmmaker. And so this is his second feature, which is pretty incredible. And it's beautifully shot. And what it says is that, you know, you have a good story. You don't need to have a huge 35 millimeter. You don't have to have a 16 millimeter. You don't have to have the big, huge cameras. But you can go out and make a film and tell a story with an iPhone, with an iPad. And that's really what it's about, right? It's about equity. It's about everyone being able to tell their story or some other story, which is so true to independent filmmakers because that's what they do. They want to tell their stories or other stories of people that affect their lives. Yeah. And so this gives the opportunity and says, you can do this.
Right. So in the last minute that we have, we actually yesterday talked to the filmmaker
Willie O'Ree
from Soul on Ice, amazing film about the history of black hockey players. But again, in the last minute that you have, can you tell us what's your overall dream or ambition for the Roxbury International Film Festival?
I think it's to continue doing what it does, and that is to support these independent filmmakers that come from all over the world and don't necessarily get opportunities to be in other festivals or share their vision and their voice with the world. So for us, it's just to continue thinking about the work and thinking about what these filmmakers are doing and supporting and celebrating these filmmakers and these stories that oftentimes you're never going to see anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Simmons is the director of the Roxbury International Film Festival and president and founder of the Color of Film Collaborative. We've got more information about the Roxbury International Film Festival at our website, radioboston.org. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.